Standard British. Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove took me, and we were so crowded. They are both so very large and take up so much room, and Mr. Musgrove always sits forward. So there was I, crowded into the back seat with Henrietta and Louisa, and I think it is very likely that my illness today may be owing to it. Australian. Everyone in our class with a Barbie joins the club, except me, even though I've got Totally Hair Barbie at home. The bad news is now she's practically bald Barbie. My cousin Barney Kettle and I gave her a serious makeover. We shaved her and pierced her belly button and gave her a disease with a green felt pen. Irish.
It's not like cleaning a house. When you're doing a house, there are places that you look forward to getting to because of the way the sun comes through the window, or because it's the kitchen and the kettle, or because it's a kid's room. It's like travelling through a small country. Every bit is different. It's like being a spy or reading a book.
London.
Before I got to the squat, I never had any intention of going onto the roof. Honestly, I'd forgotten about the old topper's house thing until I started speaking to this guy. I think he fancied me, which isn't really saying much, seeing as I was about the only female under 30 who could still stand up.
New Zealand. This is how I found out. I was doing the potatoes when my neighbour told me there'd been an accident in Victoria Park. I wasn't much interested. Some kiddie falling off a swing, I thought. Then she whispers, "The Hume girl and her little friend ran into the tea kiosk covered with blood."